Hare Krishna. It's Friday morning. It was a week to date that I came out of hospital, and it's been a very pleasant week here in London. The sun's been shining, very nice spring weather. I've been able to sit out in the backyard. There's a lovely large backyard here where I can chant and read Chaitanya Charitamrita and write as well. And I also have my lunch out there. That's been very nice, although my full appetite hasn't yet come back. But here in the house masters, as they say in Hungarian, or my hosts, better yet. Sometimes they cook, and then often devotees from around the area come and bring prasadam, very tasty prasadam, so that's certainly not been a shortcoming. With my appetite needs to come back, that's the shortcoming. And since I came out of hospital, my kidney functions not really significantly improved. On Monday, Thursday, and the creatinine, which is the measure of the kidney function, or that's the one thing that needs to come back in place, is still not moving, not coming down. So doctors have recommended that I stay another 2 weeks as of last Monday, and my original date for returning to Hungary, therefore, is sort of pushed off. Not much I can do about it. Although I haven't been sitting idle, I've been going for walks, albeit with a cane and not at the same pace as I usually go. And on Wednesday, I also went to see one homeopathic doctor who had cured me from my allergy many years back. And as a result of that, I have faith in him. And I also am going tomorrow to see a Ayurvedic doctor. If there's anywhere outside of India where a bona fide Ayurvedic doctor, it's in London. And so, just to get some other perspectives in the meantime, since I'm sort of playing a waiting game at the present, and see what other branches of medicine or other approaches to medicine have to also say. And the homeopathic doctor gave me some medication, and we'll see what the Ayurveda doctor says. And that would mean that I would be heading, all things being equal, heading towards Hungary around the first week of May. But I'm surrendered to whatever Krishna wills, and ultimately we'll see what he wills by what happens. And yesterday I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm just coming to an end. I started it a year ago, and I'm just coming to the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the last chapter, Shikshashtakam verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu citing the Shikshastakam verses and personally explaining them. It's very, very beautiful. And the last verse, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Ashtashava Shloka, he's explaining, and once again, one of the wonderful, wonderful statements that I love here was spoken by Lord Chaitanya and then explained by Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's also citing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I'll just read the verse itself. Here's the verse. He says, "I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna. For his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness." And in the purport, Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, says that a devotee does not care about his happiness and distress. He is simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy. And for that purpose, he engages in various activities. And then here's a very very poignant, very wonderful sentence. "A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect." That's, every time I read that, it really grasps me. It's so succinct, to the point, powerful statement. A pure devotee has no way of sensing his personal happiness other than seeing that gives happiness to Krishna. Certainly not a easily attainable state of pure devotion, but a state of devotion that we're meant to be achieving, because that's what it says, a pure devotee. Generally, we have our own measure and conception of what is going to make us happy in this world and how we will be happy. And of course, happiness has its positive side. This is what we want. And it also has the other aspect, is this is what we want to avoid. In other words, we want to avoid distress. But if we consider it, then this whole motivation of happiness and avoiding distress falls under the karma of Jnana Mishra Bhakta. It falls under the concept of wanting liberation. We want to be liberated from what we see as an unsatisfactory way of life. And Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam, and everyone knows, no, but this is actually what we need to be freed from. This is what pure devotional service entails. Pure devotional service means someone is actually freed from all of these types of motivation. So, therefore, okay, well, aren't we meant to be happy? After all, Shastra says, Scripture says, Anandamaya Abhyasat. So, certainly. But the Anandamaya Purusha, the real enjoyer, is the Supreme Lord. So, here, how does a pure devotee really determine what happiness is? Rather than having a mental, physical predisposition based on what's good for our sense gratification or even more advanced, our own conception of Krishna consciousness, what makes Krishna happy? And whatever makes Krishna happy, well, that's what makes me happy. And even if, from the material point of view, it makes me unhappy, but still, I accept that because that's Krishna's happiness. So a devotee has no way of sensing happiness other than what makes Krishna happy. This becomes the gauge, it becomes the thermometer, it's the standard, it's the way that we make happiness. Like, for instance, going out and distributing books, book distribution. To go out carrying a weighty bag of books on one shoulder and having to face the elements, what to speak of, unfavorable people. It's not exactly what you call a profession that someone would choose nowadays to make a living. You can't get rich from it. It comes with so many hardships, so many austerities. But why do we do it? Why did Srila Prabhupada emphasize it? Because it pleased Krishna so much. And because it brought so much pleasure to Krishna. Therefore, we do that. And if we do it with a pure heart, with an open heart, then ultimately we will also start to taste bliss. And I think everyone who's done Sankirtan has the experience that the greatest bliss is to be tasted going out on book distribution and so many other devotional activities. The bliss, the nectar, comes. We just have to do the right thing, have faith in the Lord, and ultimately know that when Krishna's happy, then we will also be happy. And it's not just philosophy. And of course, this is one thing. This is book distribution, but it really starts with the basis of Bhagavad Gita, for instance, is duty. Devotees embrace the concept of duty, which means I do what the norms of scripture dictate rather than what I like personally. Why? Because those norms are what Krishna likes. Those norms are what Krishna states, are what Krishna recommends. And therefore, if Krishna likes them, then I'll accept them. Even if from the material point of view, it means some kind of distress. The devotees may say, well, this is really high standard. It is. It's a high standard. No argument there. But it's a standard that we need to embrace, first psychologically accept, and then gradually try to implement in our personal lives. And as we implement it in our personal lives, then more and more, those things that we consider duty, those things that we consider austerity, as our hearts become purified, they no longer become austerity. We also develop the taste for those things and learn how to like that which Krishna likes. It requires practice. It's also an aspect of sadhana. It's our sadhana. And we may start by, of course, how do we know what Krishna likes? Well, we follow what Srila Prabhupada says in terms of our conduct, our dress, our lifestyle, our service, everything. When we do that, and we do those things that we may not always like to do, for instance, I gave the example of book distribution. We do that even though it may be troublesome or difficult and so many other things. Then we are pleasing Krishna, and ultimately we learn how to taste the ananda, how to taste the bliss. Not the happiness, because happiness is a material thing. And this is a spiritual thing. Ananda is a spiritual thing. It requires a spiritual means to acquire it. So material endeavor and avoiding discomforts and the miseries of life are a material process. We cannot become spiritual like that. But this is the spiritual path that's being given to us. And devotees can read further these words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita. They're really, really very wonderful. Hare Krishna.